Scripture reading is John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school, as together we all commemorate the resurrection of the Lord, Lord, let's offer up to God all thanks and glory. Resurrection in Christianity is not just a man dying and then living again. It is to die, live again, and to live forever. Resurrection is not to live, die, live again, and then die again, but after resurrecting, you have to live forever. Such resurrection took place in Jesus for the first time. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. Those who are asleep are the ones who died in the Old Testament to pass the judgment of conscience, and also those who, in the New Testament, those who accepted Jesus Christ, they first die, they face the physical death. And so we don't say they are dead, but we say they are asleep. So the Jesus Christ became the first fruits of those who are asleep. Through the resurrection of the Lord, as John 11:25-26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. We can also participate in the resurrection of the Lord through faith. Now you and I, we believe in the Lord living, so we will not face death. And we will never die. Just a few very senior citizens, they will face physical death. But for most of us, we will see the Lord's coming again. Or, of course, you might fall asleep and resurrect, but it's only a few. We'll just resurrect living. There was a pastor who was preaching, talking about when will the Lord come back. You know, but 5 years, 10 years, or anything like that. But you have to know properly. You don't know the day and the hour, but it doesn't mean you can't know around when. We know that it's not going to be 100 years from now or 50 years from now. It's not going to be that long. And it's exactly as I said, he will come again after we build a grand sanctuary. It doesn't mean if we build it today or complete it today, he will come yesterday. I mean, complete it today, he will come tomorrow. But so you can see around the approximate time. So once it's begun, the construction is begun, it's not going to be 1 or 2 years to complete it. But so anyway, so you, through all these things you can see around when. And also we already know about the relationship between North Korea, which I already explained in the past.
Yeah.
Because we have this resurrection, you and I are running the race of faith, having the hope of heaven. In our Christian faith, to have faith in resurrection is very important. For this reason, when God let us establish our denomination, He made us add resurrection, inserting it into regeneration, holiness, divine healing, and the second advent, and preach it together as the fivefold gospel. So the denomination, holiness denomination, they have fourfold gospel of regeneration, holiness, divine healing, and second advent. And they are missing the most important part, resurrection. So the Father let us insert resurrection into this fourfold gospel to preach it as a fivefold gospel. So we couldn't do it in belonging to that denomination, and because of that excommunication thing, we established our own denomination. And it's all explained in the Tasting Eternal Life Before Death, or My Life, My Faith. As for me, I don't betray anybody. Even if I face so much damage, I don't betray anybody. So, even though they were causing me a lot of harm and damage, because God knew I was never going to betray, that is why God let me be excommunicated. Because I had to be. So that's why I was expelled from my denomination, and so we could establish our own denomination. And then according to the Word of God, we established this denomination with the fivefold gospel, inserting resurrection. So once God has spoken, it is fulfilled all the time. Through this message, I hope you will once again understand the meaning of the resurrection in your heart, so that you will hold on to the faith in resurrection just like the disciples who directly witnessed the Lord who revived. Dear brothers and sisters, from now let us delve into the meaning of resurrection in three aspects. Firstly, the meaning of resurrection is love. In order for there to be resurrection, first of all, Jesus had to die on the cross. First, He had to die so He could live again. Jesus knew that He would die, but He knew He would live again after death. But even though He knew He would live again, it was not at all easy to overcome the sufferings of the cross, being nailed through His hands and feet and giving even the last drop of His blood. Nevertheless, Jesus willingly took the cross because of His love for the souls. Suppose you are nailing your hand, both hands and both feet. And suppose you are being pierced on your side and you have to wear thorns on your head. And just by the thought of it, it's so horrible. Nevertheless, Jesus willingly took the cross because of His love for the souls. Because He loves us, you and me. Oh, He died for so many other people, not me. But He died for you. If you don't belong there, I mean, if you are not a believer, then you might say it. But He did it for you. And He didn't exclude anybody. Also, Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners," we were sinners before we accepted Jesus Christ. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God demonstrates His own love to others. You know, God doesn't just say He is love, but He confirmed and demonstrated His love. You say you love me. Many people, most of you say you love your shepherd. But do you have the evidence, the confirmation of your love? There are those who have the evidence. But those who didn't have the evidence, if they are to suffer with me, you know, they just avoid it. They just try to run away. They have to, you know, suffer together. They have to toil together, but they just try to avoid it and run away. But that's not love. If you really love, you will suffer together. If you really love me, love God, you will keep His commandments, because that is the evidence. If you love the shepherd, because I'm teaching you all the time to live by the word of God, you will live by the word of God. That is to love me. Many people say they believe, but where is the evidence of their belief? If they really believe, they will keep the commandments of God. If they really love, they will keep the commandments of God. If they really love the shepherd, they won't break my heart. They will obey, and they will try to teach my follow my teachings. Do I tell you to give me money, or I'm just teaching you so that you can live by the word of God and receive blessings and go the way of eternal life? And for that, you pray and you work faithfully for the kingdom of God. And you don't even keep the commandments of God. Because although I'm telling you all the time to keep the commandments of God, and you say, I love you, senior pastor, and it's a lie. God showed His love, demonstrated His own love toward us by sacrificing His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. That is the evidence. That's the confirmation of His love to others. The death of Jesus is the irrefutable proof of God's love toward us. Until He gave, so this is historical fact. And it's not something you can believe or not, but it's not just a historical fact, it's certainty. Until He gave His only begotten Son to a wretched death on the cross, the Father God wanted to save us. This is the evidence of His deep love. And with the same heart, Jesus voluntarily accepted all the sufferings and contempt in taking the cross and dying on it. The reason why I have been able to endure until this moment is also because of my love for you. Otherwise, I would have given up already. Oh, Father, I don't want to do it any longer. I don't want to take the burdens of sins of those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Father, just finish this time. I mean, finish it. Because God, I have my own free will, and God will just let me do according to my free will. But because of love, I want to save even just the last soul until the limit that God has set to save them from the way of hell. And until the time comes, I'm filling up the measure of justice. And that is a part of love that keeps me going. If you know about my conditions, it's difficult to endure just for one day, but just with love, I've been enduring. Kind of pass out, I don't even have the strength to sit. And without love, I can't do it. And also it is because of my love for the dying souls all over the world. Even though I have to suffer so much pain to meet the conditions of justice, if only you can gain life again and possess New Jerusalem in heaven, and if only so many dying souls can be brought back to the Lord, I can take this cup. Only if your measure of faith can increase. If love keeps on increasing, it'll become perfect love which has no fear. It'll become perfect love. Suppose your children, your child is dying, and if the mother can die in his place, wouldn't you mothers be willing to die for your son? If only you can save him. Many of you, I believe, will die, even fathers, but probably fathers are not as much as mothers, because they might have the burden that who will support my family if I die? And because of that burden, they might not be able to make the decision. Of course, they have the love to die for his own son, but who will support the family? And because of that, the decision might be a little more difficult than for mothers. Anyway, love drives out fear. Eventually, it will reach the highest level of love with which one can give his life. And also the one who is in another country. If you really love the shepherd, wouldn't you be able to die with the shepherd? If they frame you or some frame, if the shepherd is framed, wouldn't you be willing to be framed together? Then you wouldn't have suffered so much by the devil. God will, you know that God has been protecting you. You don't have to suffer at all. Only within the boundary of God's limitations, you will face a trial. And after trials, blessings will come. And if you really believe that, and if you love the shepherd, you wouldn't have gone that kind of a difficult way. Because of this love of the Lord, he could bear the fruit of resurrection by dying on the cross and living again. Therefore, whenever we think about the resurrection of the Lord, we should feel the love in it. You have to feel the love of the Father God who exchanged the life of his only begotten Son for your salvation, and the love of the Lord who exchanged himself to save you. Secondly, the meaning of resurrection is hope. 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, if we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. If we can hope only for things in this life, and the believers are to be the most pitied, especially Manmin Church members. Do you have hope only for this world? No? Do you have the hope for New Jerusalem in heaven? Amen. But for those people, they don't have to be feel like they have to be pitied. But those who have only hope for this world, they are to be pitied the most. We have hope not only for this life, but the eternal life in heavenly kingdom. And even those who, there are some who have only hope in this life only. Even though I try to put faith in them and put hope in them, and I let them make this 3D video of New Jerusalem, and even though I showed so many signs and wonders and miracles and so many other things, the things that can't be done by man, medical science or any other science, and I've shown to you so many times those things that can't be done by man at all. I revived so many dead persons, dying persons, even those who are dying of carbon monoxide, gas poisoning, just by prayer they were brought back to life immediately. And there are so many occasions, so many cases, that those who are barren, infertile, and came to have babies. I prayed and made so many people see better. Their sights were made better. And not just once or twice, but so many times I drove away typhoons. And there were so many signs and wonders. Every summer retreat, you saw so many signs and wonders. How many times did the dying and dead were they brought back to life? After showing all these signs and wonders, I'm telling you to have hope for heaven. You know, without showing you anything, I'm not telling you without letting you experience anything. I'm not telling you to believe. That's not what I do. I showed you evidence to be able to believe. So that is why we are not to be pitied, because we have hope for heaven, eternal life in heaven, and also the most beautiful place in heaven. We have the hope for New Jerusalem. And why are we to be pitied? If that's the case, Manmin Church members are the most to be pitied, and I am the one who is to be pitied the most. Do I not have money, fame, or power, or anything? I can live a happy life if I only wanted to. But for the kingdom of God and for the souls and for world evangelism and to fulfill the providence of God, I offer and I give everything. So how much am I to be pitied if I have hope only for this world? But there are many people who have hope only for this life. You know, in the morning, there was a person who had a lot of diseases, dying of so many diseases, in pain. So I asked him right away, do you keep the Sunday holy? Do you give tithes? If you keep the Sunday and if you give full proper tithes, you're never going to be that sick. He said, yes. I mean, no. Yes, that's true. And if you just keep the Sunday holy and give proper tithes, you will not be sick. God will protect you so that you won't have to spend so much on your medical expenses. God has to protect you from that so that so you can become richer. You know, if there is a pot, that is broken, you first have to fix the broken part. Otherwise, if you just pour the water, it'll just leak and it's never going to be filled. So it's the same. God will first stop all these unnecessary expenditures. And He will protect you from disasters. That is when you live by the Word of God. But if you don't live by the Word of God, it means you don't believe. You don't believe in resurrection. So if we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. But Manmin members, you are the happiest. What I'm thankful for is we have hope of heaven, and we have the greatest hope of heaven, which is greater than any other church in the world, in the whole world, because I have seen heaven and hell myself, and God revealed to me so many things about heaven and hell. And there are 12 different fruits of heaven. I've tasted them. In Revelation, God let me feel the taste. And it was so fragrant, and so nice, and it was just melting away in the mouth. And so, you know, there's no getting sick of it, no matter how much you eat, because it just melts away, and it becomes like just becomes like an aroma. And God gave me revelation on the message of the cross while letting me smell the fragrance of the flowers in heaven. So in the Gethsemane prayer house, we will soon have the party for the for men of spirit. I'd like to create something like that in heaven, you know, as much as possible. So in the mountain too, it's not our land, but we get the permission to plant so many flowers, so many kinds of flowers to create the kind of heavenly mood as much as possible. I'm thankful so much that the books Heaven and Hell were published in this church. Can you just write about it? You know, it has to be all in accordance with the 66 books of the Bible. And through me, through this church, it was written and it is being supplied all over the world. And heaven and hell are so sure. They are certain. And God revealed to me everything, and they are all published into a book, and they are being distributed all over the world. And don't we have the hope of heaven? Don't we have the evidence of heaven? So we can be happy. It's not something of, I will find out when I die. While living, you are seeing all these things. You are seeing so many evidence. So much evidence. No, those who have been growing up in this church, so many of you, you've never been to any hospital, you've never taken any medicine for all your life, 33 years, 34 years. Even though you are not so strict about keeping the commandments of God, you are protected anyway. And if you do strictly keep the words of God, you'll be receiving so much blessing. And we have so much blessing in this church. You know, just to talk about them, it'll take the whole day. You know, if I explain everything, it'll take the whole day. And all these signs and wonders, you know, just to explain about all the powerful works that have been taking place in this church. Just in the morning, listening to my message about spirit, prophecies, I was very touched. You know, these prophecies were fulfilled so accurately. You know, even when President Roh Tae-woo didn't have any chance, I said he was going to be elected. And then after that was Kim Young-sam. And I foretold that Kim Dae-jung, which was 5 years after that. So I prophesied, even for the things that would happen, that would have 15 years later. And also I talked about Jong-pil Kim, who would only become the second man and never be the president. But not just as a prime minister, but he was the representative of the party, and he was number two man for a long time. And that's the sermon I was listening to this morning, and how accurate these prophecies were. It's not just foreseeing 5 years. I was foreseeing 10 years, 15 years, and now you know that they were so accurately fulfilled. And you are attending this kind of church. You are seeing everything. You are touching everything. And why wouldn't you be able to have hope of resurrection and hope of heaven? While all these things are so accurate and there are so many proofs that you can believe. And we believers are of all men most to be pitied, but we are never. You're the happiest of all. But in fact, Christians are the happiest and the most blessed among all. You know, today Christianity is on the downturn. You know, when somebody visited South Korea, that they are having an increase in numbers. You know, they don't have any signs and wonders, then the head of that their group, they die, you know, when they die, you know, they all die of diseases, sicknesses. And yet, the number is increasing. I've been saying since long time ago, if I have a terminal disease, you can just leave me. Why? Because there is no reason for me to have a terminal disease. I don't have any reason of dying of a sickness or disease. Just to fulfill the measure of justice, God has taken away my energy, and it is not a disease. It is not by germs or viruses. Since I accepted the Lord, I didn't have any festering in my body. If there is a germ or virus, if there are germs, you know, there is festering. But I've never had such a thing. It's because if they live in accordance with God's will on this earth, then the best and most beautiful things await them in the life to come. Brothers and sisters, on Sundays, the secular people go to mountains, rivers, and beaches for picnics and many other places in order to participate in worldly pleasures. Or they just stay at home or sleep all day, saying they need to recover from their tiredness. They take care of their appearances and invest in their lives with the money they earned through hard working. Or they invest their time for their health, for their comfort or pleasure, or to prepare for their uncertain future. On the other hand, how about those believers in the Lord, those who truly hope to resurrect later and have hope of living forever in the kingdom of heaven? They offer all their time, money, bodies, and hearts, and their everything for the kingdom of the Lord and God's glory. As for me too, I don't lack anything physically, but I invest everything. Where? I invest everything in the kingdom of God to save souls. I invest everything in the kingdom of God. Do I get any interest? No, I just invest everything. And I invest in a charitable work so that the church members won't have to suffer from financial difficulties. For the last 33 years, I've been always helping people around me and the official charitable work. Only for the glory of God. And in physical sense, I think, you know, sometimes I feel Mrs. Lee, my wife, she is to be kind of pitied. In spiritual sense, it's the best thing, but, you know, but for my three daughters too, the three pastors, in physical sense, I say I'm sorry. In physical sense, I'm sorry. Because they don't go out to enjoy themselves at all. You know, they just offer all their, dedicate all their lives only for the kingdom of God. But in spiritual sense, they're blessed the most. You know, in the kingdom of heaven, they will have such beautiful houses, such glorious positions. Mrs. Lee, prayer center director, in physical sense, I'm sorry, but in spiritual sense, you're so much, so blessed. So the three daughters, they are, you know, they're offered themselves, dedicated themselves as pastors, you know, remaining single. Because I never regretted their decisions, because it's the most blessed way. It's the most blessed way to save souls. Also, those who save souls, the prophets, they are the highest in heavenly kingdom. And because I know these, I'm very thankful. If you can only take the way, I never force them to. Never. Even for president or director, they made their decisions according to their own faith, and their faith is great. And they have great love for because they have great love for God. The greater hope of heaven they have, the more they store in heaven rather than on this earth. However, we can have this kind of hope only because of the resurrection of the Lord. Without the resurrection of the Lord, we couldn't have had this kind of hope. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So we have this living hope. And this living hope is not something that will be found out only after we die. But this is certain living hope, so that you can have this certain living hope, so that you can avoid any sufferings in your life, walk of faith. I've shown you so many signs and wonders. I've let you see so many evidence, so much evidence. Not just in summer retreats, but every time, every week. You know, there is, in the first morning service I said,
우리 성도들 눈앞에 번대서 죽은 걸 살려볼까?
Should I revive somebody who died in front of so many church members? And in case of a tree, I revive the dead tree.
질긴 그 생명이 참 순하더라고요. 그래서 제가 기도.
And that tree lived for a long time. So in my prayer house, I don't have any other trees.
기도천 다른 왜? 누가 산다 해서 사지 말라. 부하로 아버님이고 뭐 꽃.
Because if somebody wanted to buy me some flower pots, I said don't. Because you know, every direction I can see so many trees and flowers just outside the window, you know, in the yard and everywhere. Why do you have to buy flower pots? And so, but somebody just bought the kind of tree that I revived in the past. So I was thinking, maybe I wanted to show in front of so many church members, somebody who dies and revives again. But that kind of thing will be only for new believers, you know, those who have weak faith. Because they have hope for this world. And if they have hope for heaven, they will not try to violate any word of God. They will just try to obey the words of the shepherd. These are not my personal words. They are given by God. So I've taught how you can receive blessings, and if you just obey, you will receive blessings. But because you don't obey, you don't receive blessings. Elders, if you just follow my teachings, every one of you will receive blessings. As I always say, if you just cast away selfish motives, ulterior motives, and just keep the commandments of God, your tithes will increase and you'll receive blessings. But although you say you believe, you don't obey. You just think of your benefit right in front of you. And everybody has different deeds. You know, there are things that you can do to receive blessings, but you don't do them. And it's just that there are many people who, from other countries, they receive blessings. They hear the testimonies. You know, in other countries, they obey and receive blessings. But in this church, how come there are not so many people who obey and receive blessings? How come there are only a handful? There should be hundreds and thousands. So if you have only hope for this world, we'll just go after the pleasures of this world, but the end will be hell. You know, everything we earned here, we can't take any of it. You know, our body will become a corpse and return to a handful of dust. Will we take everything we gained on this earth? If we have faith, we will store up in heaven so that our spirit will enjoy all these golden houses with the precious stones. Won't you believe that? Just read the books, Heaven and Hell. Were they written by man's imagination? They were all revealed by God. How can somebody imagine all those things? And also, they are all in accordance with the 66 books of the Bible. There's no catch. There is no error. They can all be matching all the books of the Bible because they were revealed by God. You know, man's thoughts cannot create all those things. You know, when I was in the teens, I was so impressed by the Dante's work. You know, today, it's elementary compared to the book Heaven and Hell. But just by reading that book, I had hope about the life to come. And we have these many evidences, and it doesn't make sense if you don't have faith. And if you have faith, you will keep the commandments of God. Just think about what kind of life one would lead if he were to say there is nothing after physical death. If you think everything you enjoy will be over with your physical death, you'd only seek after your own benefit and pleasure. Why would you try to live a good, truthful, and noble life? You'd just live like animals, thinking about the current conditions at the present. For example, if you have the hope that you can buy a house when you work hard and save the money, you'd be happy even if you do not eat or spend as much. You won't say it's hard because you have the hope that you will buy your own house. As you save, you will not say it's hard. But if you are not thinking of buying a house at all or do not have hope to buy one, then you might as well spend all your income for daily pleasures. So when I was working on a construction site, according to the plan of God, I was working there. But the laborers, they don't have, hardly anybody has their own house. Maybe even the leaders there, they're the directors there, they don't have their own house. Why? And I've spent a lot of time together with them. They get pay for 15 days. And as soon as they get the pay, they go out, they drink. And after that, tomorrow is a holiday, and let's gather and hang out. What do they do hanging out? Then they drink and eat and they gamble. So one day they just lose all their 15 days pay. They are after the money from their colleagues. If you are, win in the gamble, it means they're taking the money from their colleagues. So these laborers, they don't have hope for life and for the future. So I've been always telling them, you shouldn't live like this any longer. Well, what are you going to do after you become 40 and older? Your children are growing up. Come back to your senses. Stop, reduce your drinking. Stop smoking it. Stop gambling. And yet, they didn't hate me because they were good words. They knew these were my words were right. And, they would, we would gather, after work, we kind of all had to drink together. So even though I wouldn't drink, I had just sat there together with them, and I told them this, gave them this advice, and they didn't think I was nagging them or anything. They would just listen to me. If they just followed my advice, they would have bought their own houses and everything, but nobody was really listening to me, following my advice. But of course, I worked there only for 1 year. But anyway, in this way, if we do not have hope, we cannot have the strength to be faithful in our everyday lives. And those members who haven't quit the smoking or drinking, and when I hear such news, I'm heartbroken. And there are some people, there are some people who have to quit smoking for their families so that their children will become healthy. So I told him that too, but he still didn't quit and the child is still suffering because of this connection, spiritual cord. And through that child, God wants to save the parents. So I had previously had similar case. So when the child, the parents, they drink and smoke, the child will bleed, have nose bleeding. In the case of, it was Pastor Suyeol Jo. His father was a heavyweight boxer. And when he drank or smoked, the son with the bleed have nosebleed. And it means his father smoked and drank. And when I asked him, he would just begin a 7-day fast for repentance. And then after that, when I prayed for him, he was well. So I said, cut the connection with your parents so that the punishment will not come upon you. So he severed the connection with his parents. And he never suffered, even though his parents sinned. That's why I told him in our church, the church member, to quit smoking and drinking so that his child would become healthy. Please don't hate me. I'm just trying to save the soul. And I'm just telling you these things to lead you to the way of blessing. So if we do not have hope, we cannot have the strength to be faithful in our everyday lives. Because we have the hope for eternal life in heaven through the resurrection of the Lord, we can be happy and we are not going to be burdened about the life on this earth. Also, we will not indulge ourselves in dissipation or laziness, but we can live more of an upright and beautiful life in the truth. So I was wondering, in the past, why did I drink and why did I smoke? I was not really a heavy smoker because I smoked a half pack. But it was because I couldn't afford. And I'd smoke a cigarette halfway and put it out and then smoke again. So I smoked only a half a pack. But if I had money, I would have smoked at least a pack a day. But I had to put it out after smoking the cigarette halfway and then smoke the other half again because I couldn't afford it. And I also drank because I was sick in my sick bed. So I was thinking about that time. Why did I do that? And after drinking, you know, you have the hangover in the morning, and I had a headache, and I had to take a lot of water, and you know, stomach didn't feel good, and I liked drinking, and I loved drinking with people. And why did I live like that? Even though I didn't have money at home, I would just buy these cheap alcohol. Or it's a rice liquor that was cheap. And Mrs. Lee, she would just buy me this rice because she knew that I was an alcoholic. And without drinking, I'd shake and everything. And I was thinking, why did I live such a life? Because I didn't have any other hope. I didn't have any other joy. That's the thing that kept me going, kept me living. Today, believers, we have hope of heaven. Now, you can be healthy and you can receive blessings of God, and it's the way of heaven, so obviously, you can quit all those things if you have faith. Because we don't consider this life end. And if this particular member has a little bit of faith, he will not do that. But because he doesn't believe, he knew that his children would be saved and go to heaven, but he will fall into hell by himself. Just read the books, Heaven and Hell. They are all true. It's not something I created or imagined. I don't have the skills to write such things. I can't even write a letter. You know, it's all revealed by God. And those who know the Bible, and you know all these books, Heaven and Hell, they are all in accordance with the Bible. And I didn't know these things, you know, when I heard about the testament, heard the testimonies of the pastors. They all say that if you die, it's heaven. They don't know the details of it. Of course, there is New Jerusalem. They're all they're different dwelling places. They don't know. Even in the book of Revelation, you know, those who blessed are those who wash their robes, and they will pass through the gates. Their gates. They don't know these things. You know, they just think it's all one heaven. They have to wash their robes and they will pass through the gates of First Kingdom, Second Kingdom, and Third Kingdom. But they don't know. And because they don't know that they will be paid back according to their deeds. And because they don't know, they commit sins. They just think, oh, if they say believe, they'll be saved. But the Bible never says that. There are mates of verses. Just by saying with your lips, I believe, you won't be saved. You have to believe it in your heart. You have to confess what is in your heart, the righteousness in your heart. You first have to cast away sins and evil and become righteous and confess it with your lips. And without this fruit of the heart, you know, saying just with the lips won't save you. So many people who said, I love you, to me, they don't even live by the word of God. They don't keep the commandments of God. They follow their own benefits. Some people, they have been receiving blessings, but they committed sins leading to death, and they face trials, and they lose blessings. So many of them. And I feel very sorry. Otherwise, because they had received a prayer for blessings, but because they committed sins leading to death, they can't receive any more blessings. And now they suffer from hardships and trials. So I feel so sorry about those people. Although I've taught them so much word of the truth, and why would they commit those things? You know, why would they do those secular things? So they have to suffer so much and not receive blessings any longer. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you will take hold of better heavenly dwelling place by force, holding on to this hope given through resurrection. Thirdly, the meaning of resurrection is faith. 1 Corinthians 15:7 says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Because your faith is worthless. So, obviously, we'll go back to the world and befriend the world. We'll commit sins. Those who are committing sins and are not living by the word, it's because you don't have faith. Because you don't believe. You don't believe in the resurrection of the Lord. What is our faith? Why is our faith worthless if it weren't for resurrection? Through the resurrection, the Lord's becoming the Savior was completed. Also, the way was opened to save from death those who believe in the Lord as the Savior. Therefore, without the resurrection of the Lord, believing in Jesus as our personal Savior and being saved will only be in vain. Our sins would not be forgiven, and we would still remain in sins. Only through the resurrection of the Lord, the ministry of redemption was completed so that our sins could be forgiven. Thus, to believe in Jesus as our personal Savior encompasses the meaning that we believe in the resurrection of the Lord. For this reason, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It means you have to believe in heart, not just in your thought. Oh, I know. It's not like that. You have to believe in your heart so you can be saved. And those who believe in heart, they will keep the commandments of God. And they will walk in the light, not in the darkness. And those who keep the commandments of God, it means they are walking in the light. Those who violate the law of God, it means they are living in the darkness. Just saying with your lips, I believe Jesus as my Savior will not save you. Just saying with lips that you believe the Lord resurrected from death will not save you either. God clearly says that you not only have to confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, but also believe His resurrection in your heart to be saved. So if you believe in heart, it is faith to believe from heart. If you just know it, it is faith as knowledge. with faith as knowledge, you can't be saved. There is no following deed. You have to believe from heart so that you can cast away evil little by little, and finally, you can reach righteousness. And the words of those people are truth when they say, I believe, I love you. And those people, they live in the truth. They don't betray God because they walk in the truth. And when they say, I love you, I believe, that confession is true. So through their that kind of true confession, they can be saved. If you do not believe in the resurrection from the heart, but just say you believe with your mouth, you cannot really lead a true Christian life. If you do not believe in resurrection in your heart, and if you do not believe in the judgment and eternal life to come, you cannot live by the word of God after all. Even though you hear that you have to live in a certain way to be saved, you will just let the word of God slip away because you do not believe in resurrection. You can have spiritual faith only when you believe in resurrection without any doubt, and only then will you be able to live by the word of God. Brothers and sisters, Romans 6, 5-7 says, For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. So we have to be united with God. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. So the believers, we live by the word of God, so we become sanctified and we become righteous and we will be justified. We will be righteous children of God. The wheat, the true children. Even though you are elders or you've been attending church for a long time, even though you pray in the Daniel prayer meeting, if you are chaff, you can't be saved. Chaff will be thrown away in the fire of hell. So even though you look like you are faithful to the church, but in God's sight, it's not true. Means you don't have hope of resurrection. In knowledge, you know. But your confession of faith, your confession of love will not be true. It's just a physical word.
So
in order for us to be united with the Lord in the likeness of His resurrection, namely for us to partake in His resurrection together, we first have to be united with Him in the likeness of His death. Namely, we have to participate in His death. What is to participate in the death of Jesus? The Apostle Paul says as follows. He said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. So it is to boast if you die daily. Because this is fruit of faith. You can die every day because you believe everything. So if you die every day, what will be remaining? If everything dies, only Christ will live 100%. The truth will live. The Christ will occupy your heart 100%. So you won't live by your own will, but only by the will of the Christ, only by the will of the Father. Oh, because I have free will, I will live as I want. That's what the unbelievers say. Free will is not to be used like that. It is to follow the will of God. It is to follow the Christ. It is to follow the truth with your free will. Those who believe will live that way. So if you die daily, it will be your boasting. You know why. If you keep on dying and dying, what will remain? Your pride? Your arrogance? Your own pride of this life? lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, everything will go away. Because you die every day. Then instead, the truth will live in you. Only the Christ will live in you. So the Christ will occupy your heart, fill your heart 100%. Then there'll be, you'll be in whole spirit. If it is 100%. So that kind of person will give God 100% of his life and live only by the word of God, and all those people will receive blessings. You will receive such tremendous blessings. If I begin now, and if I wanted to become like a very big businessman, even though I don't have anything, I don't have skills or anything, within 1 year, if I stop ministering and if I work in the world, I'll become a very big businessman in just 1 year. I have the capability to do it. You know, I have the capability to survive in any part of the world. I already have that kind of ability. It's the same with you. If you just completely live by the word, you will receive that kind of power. So this is the way to be united with Jesus in the likeness of his death. Namely, it's to put yourself and ego to death. Yourself and ego refer to everything that belongs to you, namely all the sins and evil in you, your self-righteousness, and all the self-centered framework thoughts and theories. The truth can come into you only when you put to death yourself and ego. The more truth comes into your heart, the greater faith will be given in your heart too. So, knowing is meaningless. Useless. Only after practicing it, you will gain the faith. So I explained how you can gain faith. This spiritual faith enables you to believe in resurrection from your heart. You can believe that there is judgment and eternal life in heaven after the resurrection, that God pays us back according to what we have done on this earth, and that he lets us reap what we sow. So you will live by the word of God because you believe. Those who are not in spirit yet. Just live by the word of God, and it's nothing. You know, it's so easy to come into spirit without using your fleshly thoughts. If I say somebody, who is he talking about? The sister who is serving in my residence, she says, I want to give an allegory of a particular sister. She would say, Senior Pastor, you're talking about me, weren't you? No. And she says, oh, the church members, they know that you are talking about me. So, since then I said, I changed the sister for brother. And even after doing that, after the sermon, she says, you're talking about me, but you just said it was brother. I know, even if you say it's a brother. You know, I know you're talking about me. She knows. She can just change herself. Even though I was trying to teach a lesson for the whole congregation, I'm talking about a long time ago, maybe like 10 years ago. So we can believe there is judgment and eternal life in heaven after the resurrection. And we have to believe that he lets us reap what we sow. Therefore, you live by the word of God. As you live according to God's word with such faith, that faith will save you and let you participate in the resurrection. This is the blessing that is given to us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who said in today's reading passage, I am the way and the truth and the life. The workers around me, they're all smart, intelligent people. They graduated from the prestigious universities, and many from Seoul National University, Yonsei University, Korea University. And it's not that they are fools and they listen to me. They obey me. And if I tell them to stay in another country for so many months, they just obey. Also in the program, TV, in the show Reminiscence, those who are staying closer to me, their faith grows more. That's why they go into spirit. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters. The Easter day of 2013 was a very meaningful day. It was the end of the 3-month suspension period, and the Father God gave us indescribable grace. For some of you, the Holy Spirit in you was being quenched, but the flame of life was rekindled. For some others, the flame was almost gone, but it was brought back again. For still others, you were in a condition that you could not continue to do the work of pastors, Levites, or church workers, but you gained another chance and received strength to go on. And there were so many of them. And now you, many of you are in spirit, and many of you are workers. Many of you are good elders, excellent elders. Of course, there were others who were doing well too, but they also experienced the grace of God, like being born again, receiving new strength and fullness of the Holy Spirit again. It was the work of resurrection. Your dead spirit was revived, or almost dead spirit was revived, and you are filled with the energy of the Holy Spirit once again. And for those of you whose spirit was dead but revived, you'd live a completely different life now. You escaped from a life in which you were controlled by Satan because your spirit died and soul became the master. And now you're living in the will of God with your spirit back in the position of the master. Your spirit has to be the master. But those who are living in thoughts, those who are living with the faith of knowledge, those who have lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and boastful pride of life. That's why you pass judgment and condemnation with your thoughts. Even though I was talking about you, you think, oh, Senior Pastor is talking about this deaconess. Because of your thoughts, you can't look into yourself. You just think it's somebody else. Because you are a man of soul. If you are a man of spirit, you will understand that it's for you. Oh, it's about me. But I was like that, but I was changed, and I'm different now. This is the evidence of a person whose spirit is revived. Of course, the time needed for the spirit to take back the position of the master is different from person to person. For some people, it takes a short time, while for others, it takes a relatively more time. But if your spirit is revived, you will certainly give birth to a spirit by the Holy Spirit. You will bear the beautiful fruits of the truth, such as fruits of the Holy Spirit and fruit of light. So we can differentiate whether one is giving birth to spirit through the Holy Spirit if we look at their fruits. It has been about 2 years since the Easter 2013, and what kinds of fruits have you been bearing? Those who have been bearing good fruits, they have greater hope of heavenly hope. New Jerusalem, their faith has been growing up, and their love has been growing up. Their love for the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd would have been growing up, and they would humble themselves and serve others. They wouldn't seek their own benefit. They wouldn't have their own thoughts. And they would just understand others from their standpoint. Just as the Lord died and lived again, became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and finally came forth as the fruit of glory, I want you to come forth as beautiful fruit of glory too. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will gain honor and glory on the day you participate in the resurrection of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, there's something I feel very sorry about you, very sad. Even when I see you, or even when I'm at home, although you listen to so many words of the truth, and you had so many tangible and audible works of God, works of the living God, not just 1 week or 2 weeks, every week for the last 33 years. And still, how come you're not in spirit yet? How come you're still using your own fleshly thoughts? You should have only spiritual thoughts. You just pass judgment and condemnation, and you just seek your own benefit, and you don't live by the word of the truth. Not just me, but there are many good preachers now. So they preach in so many details, in so many aspects. You know, in this church we have many young pastors among the preachers. So isn't it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Yes, it's a blessing. You should know. Well, in Manmin Church, there are so many young pastors who are preaching, or just in their 20s. It's not something good. No. You have to know that it's a blessing that they are young. If you get older, if you are in spirit, it's good. But the older you are, you accumulated so many more worldly things. And the older you are, you should be holier, and you should have more resemblance to God. But look at these young people, young pastors. They didn't befriend the world. They don't love the world. They only by the word of God. They only live with prayers. They live holy lives. And these preaching, these sermons are true. You know, without committing sins, you know, living by the word of God, and without ceasing to pray. These sermons that come out from their lips, they are true words of God. So they don't have falsehood in their lips. They don't have any evil. You know, they don't offend anybody. You know, if that is considered anything that is offensive, you know, they try to be very careful. You know, even in the Bible, you know, there are not so many people who are like that. When Jesus said some harsh words, it was for those very hardened people. You know, those people who were very stubborn and whose hearts were very hardened. But the words that Jesus said was really, really, they were really like serpents. The fruit of, they were like vipers. Unless Jesus used those words, they wouldn't have come to any realization. But these preachers there can't even use that kind of words. They're so gentle, so that nobody would be offended or anything. They just only speak words of goodness and truth. And they are also precise about the truth. They teach the right thing according to the truth. So all their sermons are really true. So you should be thankful. You shouldn't think like, oh, such young people, how can they preach? Even though they are young, they've been living by the word of God since childhood, and they've been praying, and they received the calling to be the pastors, and they've been studying the word of God so hard, and they've been praying. And there, I can't exchange them with anybody. And even though they pay me $1 million, will I sell them? $1 million, $1 billion, I wouldn't sell them. If only I can buy such people, I would like to buy them. But they are such precious pastors. So when I listen to the sermons of those pastors, I'm so thankful. I give thanks to the Father. Father, thank you for giving me these pastors. Thank you for training them and raising them. And thank you that such pastors are coming forth one by one, and they are the ones, they are the pastors who will lead in the world evangelism, and those pastors who are not like that, yet please let them also follow their examples. And those church members who are listening to such, the sermons of such pastors, they're so blessed because they don't listen to any falsehood. You know, they are the pastors who live by the word, who walk in the light, and they are the ones who are visiting the church members, who are feeding them the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let this message become life and faith in them. Father, give us the hope of resurrection. Give us the hope of resurrection in our heart. I've been planting faith in them for such a long time now. Now, Father, let them have true faith. Let them imprint the words in their hearts, imprint the faith in them. Let them have overflowing hope of resurrection. Let all their problems be answered. Let all their prayers be answered. Let all the poverty go away. Let their tithes increase, and let them have more conditions of thanksgiving. Let them have no disasters or trials. Father, thank you. Protect them. Let their souls prosper. And let them diligently go into spirit and whole spirit. And also onto the rock. Father, let them not slip the word of God away from them, but let them keep the word of God in their mind and let them remember the word of God throughout the week and live by the word. Lord, thank you. Bless them in spirit and in body, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and joints and nerves, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come, dark be cleansed, be healthy. All germs and viruses go away from all entrails and cells and nerves and organs. Light come, Father, touch them. Light come. Make healthy all the internal organs. All germs and viruses go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy. Cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers, lung diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Heavenly Father, touch them and heal them. Give them spiritual and physical health. All skin diseases go away. All skin diseases go away. Father, thank you. Lord, be glorified alone. Father, there are many prayer requests from other countries. Father, lay your hands on them. Reverend Myung-ho Jung of Kenya will have a Bible seminar in Boy, and also he'll speak for pastor's conference in Mombasa. There are so many people with the prayer request. I can't call out all their names, Father, but you know them. I'll just mention their names, and you know their problems, so bless them and heal them. I'm sorry for those who sent their prayer requests from other countries. I'm sorry, but it'll be done according to your faith. Because of time, I can't call out all the names of your problems or diseases, but I will still mention your names, and I will lay your hands on your photos, so we'll receive the prayer with your faith, and it'll be done according to your faith. Olga, Alexander, Christina from Moldova, Angelina from Switzerland, Toshi Hirosawa of Australia, Lydia, Kwon Song-hee, Yang Jung-ha of the United States, Damir, Farhunda of Uzbekistan, Olga of Colombia, Simone of Colombia, Teresa Daniel of DR Congo, Ondra and Chinbad of Mongolia. For Farhunda of Uzbekistan, her due date is May, but the amniotic fluid is yellow, and she's in a very dangerous situation. Make her healthy and let her have proper delivery. And Chang Xin, Zhou Haijun, Liu Weijun, 왕 징 메야이 지시 요란 류 꾸이 룽 왕 위샬 꾀 루이 펀 류 위 차이 지 파 잉 저 밍 샤 천 화 잉 멍 화 닌 장 세 주 꾸이 스 빙 전 장 다 이 웨 와 샤 준 메 모 쇼 산 시 신 메 순 소 화 정 메 메 부 웬 룽 조쇼춘, 장관슈, 류자이리, Father, lay your hands on their photos and answer to their prayer requests. Father, bless them. Lord, bless them. Answer to them. Light, come. Father, answer all their prayers. Father, all their diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and light, come. Be cleansed, be healthy. Father, thank you. Let all the church members be healthy spiritually and physically. Lord, thank you. Protect all the church vehicles and members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while they are driving and protect them. Lord, thank you. Father, be with us in the remainder of the day. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.